we learn how to sell crack just by playing outside. Like if I come outside and I'm playing in the street, I can see the transactions, the drug sales. You quickly be able to identify addicts versus drug dealers, because the crack addicts, most of the time they were dirty, the bulging eyes move pretty fast, and drug dealers were more laid back, designer clothes, flashy cars. And so as a kid, you playing in your community and you see the drug dealers hide their drugs in different locations. And sooner or later, the drug dealers that are familiar with you will say, I'm getting ready to go to the store. Watch that Irby over there. Let me know if somebody come over there. And then eventually the drug dealer say, hold this for me. Or they'll say, if you see the police coming, say, make some kind of sound or say 5-0 or something. And so I was being groomed as a drug dealer without knowing that I was being groomed as a drug dealer. And then it eventually advances to holeless, I be back. And once you hold it, then they can only go again another time. And they'll say, if somebody come up to you or if you somebody is looking, this is how much this piece costs. And you take the money and you give them that. And so the first time that you do that, the drug dealer, like, oh, OK, you sold one or you sold some. Here goes some money. Right. So now this, if he give you all of the money, which probably not, he probably give you half of it. So if it's a $20 bag of crack, he give you $10. You a kid that's playing in the street. Chances are you don't have $10 because most of the people in my community were on Section 8 public housing. And it becomes a pattern. Or when I started to come outside, I started positioning myself to play near the drug dealer, so that the drug dealer will see me and say, and give me that opportunity again. And so that's what I mean by you come outside and you learn how to sell. Well, I learned how to sell drugs before I even actively started participating in selling drugs.